Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for being here with me. Actually, 13 by now, after 75 seconds of the national anthem. Pretty darn good rendition there on the organ. How about that? I haven't heard that on the organ for a long time. What a great song, the national anthem. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. It's Memorial Day, and this is what we do here on holidays. We celebrate those holidays. Not much business going on today. It's pretty much about the holiday. Although I'm gonna rope a little bit of business into my comments in a minute. I think you'll appreciate. Folks, reasonable people disagree on the exact origins of what is now called Memorial Day, but most accept that the practice of decorating the graves of Americans who died defending this country began in earnest by women of the South during and following the Civil War. And then on May 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, the National Commander of the Army of the Republic, was the first to make Memorial Day official with a General Order Number 11, which stated in part that the 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing flowers. He actually said that, strewing flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country, end quote. Since then, my friend, other than Congress making it a national holiday and changing the date to the last Monday in May, which pretty much coincides with Decoration Day for most families, I think, around the country, America has honored its fallen heroes from all conflicts in pretty much the manner that General Logan anticipated, with the language of his order, whereby posts and comrades will, in their own way, arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit. And as you heard, maybe in the last hour, when I visited with Joe Davis, who is with the VFW, he talked about some of the different things that were going on around the country, especially in the capital, in Washington, D.C. today. So many things going on. People are celebrating. People are commemorating. People are honoring those who paid their last full measure. When America issued its first call to arms, before it was a country, before there was a standing professional army, that call went to the militia, which was identified as all able-bodied men, calling themselves the Minutemen because they would be ready to fight on a minute's notice. They were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers. Today, we call them small business owners. From as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were impressive. Writing about the colony's quest for independence from England in his classic work, The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith, the father of modern economics, Adam Smith predicted America would prevail in the Revolutionary War thanks to its militia, which, quote, turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army, end quote. That's what Adam Smith thought about us all that far away, 3,000 miles away. By the 20th century, state militias had become part of the National Guard, And by 1916, the National Defense Act created another layer of citizen soldier, the reserves, of which I was a part of for quite a long time. Prior to the war with Spain in 1898, Latter-day Minutemen served only on American soil. But ever since, including two world wars and four major conflicts, America has deployed citizen soldiers around the world alongside of regular forces. Indeed, in Iraq and Afghanistan, Guard and Reserve members accounted for one-third of U.S. forces, as well as comparable percentages of casualties. Whenever they've been called, small business owners and their employees have left the marketplace to demonstrate their courage and die, if that's what was called upon for them on the battlefield. And that's what I meant earlier when I talked about agape love. They did that for you and me, and people they don't even know. So this weekend, my friends, as we honor all who paid the ultimate sacrifice, who paid out the last full measure in service to this country, let's also remember the long tradition of America's small business volunteers who've answered that call and served faithfully in harm's way on behalf of a grateful nation. America owes much to the sacrifice of those heroes who've turned from their primary citizen character into a standing army. You know, folks, as I go to a break here, I'd like to mention four names, people who are part of my world, who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Three of these I grew up with. Joel Mock, grew up across the street from him. His brother Danny and I were best friends in elementary school. Joel died in Vietnam. One of the coolest dudes you ever met. Joel Forrester. I went to high school with Joel. He was a couple of years older than me, but another really cool dude. And he went to Vietnam. He did not come back. Danny McGee was one tough little pine nut. He and I worked together at Hardee's when I was a senior in high school. He was a couple of years older than me. He always liked to box. He was tough. He whipped my butt all over that parking lot more than one night with boxing, trying to box him. I outweighed him 50 pounds, and he was all over me. But he was one tough little guy, and he joined the Marines during the Vietnam War and came back in a box, Danny McGee. Brad McCormick was a member of my son's unit in Iraq in 2004, and he died by an IED. That's affected my son's life to a great degree, Brad McCormick. All those men we celebrate today, we commemorate their lives on Memorial Day, and I'm sure you have yours too. 20 after, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.